Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline is the former scout from DallasCowboys.com, Brian Broaddus, on DFW Sports Station and the home of the NFL. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Doing well, boys. How about yourselves?
Good.
I'm trying to decide. Choppy's not disappointed. I'm a little disappointed just because I'm a free agent.
Your favorite time of year?
It's my favorite time of year. Yeah. But are you disappointed in the Cowboys offseason / free agency so far?
I'm disappointed in, and I learned this lesson yesterday when I was working on our show. I happened to be filling in for Derek Eagleton on Cowboys break, and I work with Amber Garcia and Nick Eatman and David Hellman. And all three of them made an excellent point about the Cowboys and free agency. And I didn't see this myself, so I'll give my teammates some credit for this, idea. But the disappointment is, if this is a team that's all about signing their own, then go sign Tank. Go get that done. You know, let's not let this thing drag out into July and make us have to spend the entire summer, you know, dealing with this. And, you know, you're talking about the shoulder injury, and he's got to have to get it fixed and all these questions. But if you're a team that is committed to it, and that's okay. You know, they built the roster a pretty good way with the way of just drafting and signing their own. So, in fact, if you are a team that does want to just sign its own, well, then go get this one done. And then work from there. If there are other deals that you need to do, or you want to continue to sign your own with the money you have left over, that's fine. But don't tell us that you're a team that's all about drafting, developing, and then signing. And in fact, when it comes to signing one of the players that we just talked about, or fits all the criteria that we just talked about, that you just don't do it. And I know it's a difficult deal to do. I mean, it's not as easy as as one might think. But you've also got it as, okay, I'm willing to give you $20 million. So where do we start? It's got to be probably north of that then if we're going to get this deal done. But I just feel like it's unfortunate that we're now a team that does that, that does not really dip our toe into the free agency pool, but we like to sign our own, but we can't sign our own. And I think that's the most disappointing thing, and I want to thank my teammates for pointing that out to me.
All right, well, let me ask you this, because there's another team that doesn't dip their toe in the free agency pool.
Uh-huh.
And they also don't dip their toe into the re-signing their own pool.
Yeah.
And that's New England.
Yes.
I heard you
this morning, and this is where I think you're absolutely wrong and about talking about free agency. And to play the game, if Tank Lawrence were to get on the open market, then that would be a loss for you. That would be a big loss.
Sure, absolutely.
For you. So if in fact you're re-signing players that you would likely lose, and lose in a big way, then I think that, you know, to me, that's just like playing in free agency. You're preventing one of your better players from getting to the market is what you're doing. And by re-signing him, though, that's still helping your team. If he were to walk out of here, then, you know, I mean, we've done this whole scenario. We've tried to trade the guy. The team is not going to be better by trading him. You know, maybe in 2-3 years, depending on what assets you get back from, maybe it is. But to sit there and blindly say, oh, that's not really free agency, I think is very foolish on your part.
Look, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, Kavanaugh and I have talked about this. The Patriots do this, and I know that they're the Patriots. People want to say they have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, but why would you not want to emulate what they do? They always, not always, but they do let go of their guys and replace them with 80% of their production at 90% of the savings. You know, why couldn't this team do that?
Well, this team should absolutely change quarterbacks every 4 years. They should never pay a quarterback is what they should do.
Yeah.
All right, this is the one team where the general manager's not going to get fired.
Right.
So I would take the opposite approach here. I would try and keep all my position players, skill players, and then try and change my quarterback. That's your most expensive thing every year.
Sure.
So if you want to tell me, hey, Broadus, I would do this with the quarterback, I'm totally on board with you. But to say that, you know, New England is able to do what they're able to do, go look up on overthecap.com, Choppy, and tell me what Tom Brady's salary is. Okay? Tell me what is. Now, his cap number is like $27 million. But if you look at really what they pay for him, you know, he's given them a huge discount for what they are. So they're able to operate with a cheap quarterback.
Yep.
So if you want to tell me that I could turn my quarterback, they ought to be in on the Josh Rosen thing. They ought to be asking, oh, well, what do you guys want for Josh Rosen? Is what they ought to be. And then every year, every 4 years, flip your quarterback until maybe you find Brady, Breeze, you know, one of those type of guys that you might want to sign long-term and pay to.
You know,
the quarterback's the biggest expenditure for all these teams.
100%.
I'm probably a little bit old school, and I'm fascinated to get your opinion on this. I just think it's a little bit insulting, this whole, let's just recycle everybody out every 3 years and avoid every re-signing and every major cap hit. Because there is something to experience and developing.
Not in this day and age, Sean.
And coaching a guy up.
Yeah, not in this day and age.
So you think you can just, like, swap out what – and I'm not the biggest Dak Prescott fan. But
okay, yeah. You should not want to pay $25 million then.
I don't.
Okay. Well, then if that's the case, then you should come on board with Choppy and I and want to change out the quarterback. See, that I'm just saying, I'm with you on Prescott. I think that, you know, it's hard to find guys that win football games. I get it, you know.
But I also, Brian, feel like they're a couple of steps away from competing for a Super Bowl. And I got to, on my next guy, there is a gamble in the next person. Like 50% of these, first rounder, maybe more, miss. So I got to get to Dak's level, and then I probably have to wait two more years to do it, to like get to this point where they are. So it's that.
But if you build the team, if you're able to spend that money to build around, you know, if you're able to go out and make sure you have Amari Cooper, if you're able to make sure, you know, I heard Fisher talking about Golden Tate.
Yeah.
You know, you drafted Michael Gallup. Maybe you're able to instead of allowing Lyle Collins to walk, you're able to afford him next year.
Yeah.
You're able to build your offensive line. Maybe you're able to sign Earl Thomas. You know, maybe you're able to take money. It's a gamble that really only this organization can do, because their general manager is the owner.
Right.
And you know, he could say, I'm not going to. Now, most general managers would never ever do this, because they like their job.
Right.
Their job's on the line. So, I mean, Dave Gettleman, look what they're doing in New York. I'm hearing that they might not draft a quarterback when they're picking there.
Tank for Tua. That's what they're doing.
I mean, what are we? Yeah, seriously, what are we doing there? But that's my point, though, is that if you're a team that if you want to have the best team possible, overpaying a quarterback is probably the worst thing you can do for your organization. And I understand. I'm with you, Sean. I'm 55 years old. I don't see these guys playing with teams anymore. You know what I'm saying? And they get with a team for 4 or 5 years, and then all of a sudden it's like, can't afford them, got to move on. I just think that's the day and age of what we live in now, that, you know, your star players are not going to be with you for a long period of time, because, again, the salary cap prohibits you from doing these types of things.
Brian brought us here on The Fan. Are you okay with them not giving Earl Thomas that contract?
Yeah, I Fisher said, and, you know, we should have figured out that Baltimore, I was really late, and I didn't do Tolos any favor, or anybody on DallasCowboys.com any favors, of not figuring out that Baltimore was the team.
Yeah.
You know, and I was told that if Baltimore was not on the deal, there's a likelihood that Earl Thomas would have been here. That Dallas needed to survive one more day, and they couldn't survive the one more day. And Baltimore came from where they did, and give them credit, they had a big day yesterday. They got, you know, they got Ingram done as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, get, you know, they
and maybe Baltimore wasn't a player in this until their defense got raided.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Until they said, okay, we can't do this and we can't do that.
And then the Browns add Odell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I think that you look at the situation with a lot of these teams that, you know, there's some teams who are just lying in the weeds. I did not see the Ravens as being the team. So for what I was thinking, more like what Mike was talking about as well. I was thinking about the 2 years, $22 million kind of thing.
Yeah.
Trying to guarantee that. Maybe I was thinking this thing is going to get to, you know, with him not going anywhere, that it was going to be that $10 to $11 million a year. But it the Ravens really blew everybody out of the water. And good for them. They kept it very quiet, and then they were able to swoop in and do what they needed to do.
Broadus, it's a sticky situation with the safety spot now. Eric Berry cut, 3-time All-Pro, 5-time Pro Bowler, yeah. But brutally injured over the last couple of seasons.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
He is the modern day, and I give Bobby Belt credit for this one, who's on with the NFL Network. Bobby said he is the safeties version of Sean Lee.
Ouch.
That is the best way to describe Eric Berry. Hmm. He is the safeties version of Sean Lee. I think that tells the story right there.
Yep. Is there a number you'd be okay with, or just go with Woods?
You go with Woods and you draft. I mean, this draft to me is, I think that it, you know, they've got the extra compensatory four that they can deal with, and I think that that's where maybe even when we get down into that, maybe if there's one there in that second round, maybe there's one there at 58 you like, Taylor Rapp from Washington, maybe Deontay Thompson from Alabama, maybe you like Jonathan Abram from Mississippi State, Juan Thornhill from Virginia. I'm giving you names of guys that Kavanaugh and KT and I have studied that are all guys that you would probably consider there at 58. Maybe you would consider them in the third round, a couple of them. But there's going to be some guys there if they want to go that route that I think that they can make that work.
What did you think of the Jason Hatcher comments on Ben and Skin? Romo?
I don't think he was wrong. I don't think he was wrong in his approach or the information. I think where he was wrong was the delivery. And I think the delivery, if you're going to go scorched earth, I get it. Maybe not a lot of media training there. Mm-hmm. Maybe not a lot of opportunity to keep your words. I'm not asking him to hold back on his words, but the way it's presented, I think is important for the message. I know Hatcher confronted me one time at Valley Ranch. He came into my office about a report that several of his teammates told me that he was a selfish player. He was a player that didn't want to play hurt, didn't want to put on a bad film. These are all things that going into a contract year and all that, and I had teammates tell me that. And he came into my office and confronted me about it. And, there's ways of doing things. You talk things out or whatever you want to do. But I applaud him for giving you the information. I laugh at him for the way he presented it.
Brian Broadus, buyersafety.com, hotline from DallasCowboys.com. Last thing, what do you think of the suggestion from Clarence Hill that Teddy Bridgewater may not return to New Orleans because of the uncertainty of Sean Payton's future?
I don't think that's accurate at all. I think that, to me, if you look at Sean Payton, and I'm going to get in trouble for always talking about Sean Payton and get, I guess it was on your show, what, New York Post?
Yeah.
Is that we made? Congratulations, boys.
Well
done.
Made the big
time there. I think there's a lot of things about Sean Payton that, he has, and this is, I could quote him on this, he's got a really great job with the New Orleans Saints. To talk about him here is unfair to not only Jason Garrett, it's also unfair to the New Orleans Saints. So I think that, to me, if you're trying to connect dots there, I don't think the right thing is. I think if you look now, what I believe is, how many years does Drew Brees have left?
Yeah.
I think if you look at Sean Payton's his football legacy as a head coach has been tied to Drew Brees, the good and the bad. So I feel like, though, as long as Drew Brees hangs in there, it will be as long as Sean Payton hangs in there. So, that's something that eventually I think that Sean Payton would love to coach the Dallas Cowboys. Is it next year if there's an opportunity? I think we'd have to wait and see on that one until really what goes on with the New Orleans Saints.
Awesome stuff. You're the man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, boys. Take care.
Brian Broadus, DallasCowboys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.